Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. That's some of my Brain Trust members weighing in on the big event, our 20th anniversary, and we appreciate them very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the founder of all this, and thank you for hanging out with me for the last 20 years. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jay Meeks back on the show. Jay's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, Insperity.com. They are our presenting sponsor, full disclosure. This, if you know anything about us, you know that that everything we have is free to you, and we can do that because of our sponsors, and nobody's been there for us more than Insperity for the last 13 years. And Jay, on behalf of my audience and all the folks around here, we thank you for your support.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and it's been a mutual beneficial arrangement, so it's, we love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. So let's talk about sales. Let's talk about sales, managing a sales force in this day and time. Now, you've got a big sales force. You've got hundreds of salespeople. But folks out there listening might have two or three, maybe eight or nine.
Right.
So what's your best advice for them?
Well, it's a pretty simple one. It's accountability. You know, particularly when you have just a handful. I mean, one person who's not performing is a major knock in your wheel there. So it's the accountability part, the part where you both agree what you're going to accomplish, what your goals are, and then someone, you know, the owner or the sales manager, is a person that asks those people to perform at that level. And then if they don't, your role then is to help them understand why they're not performing at that level and what corrections they can make to get to that level. So it's just accountability. But it's so hard.
That's fundamental, and that hasn't changed. That won't change no matter what the marketplace does. That won't change, will it?
Let me tell you what happens though in a small business. Because when I started, we had a couple folks. So you get to be friends with these people, and salespeople are the best at manipulation because that's how I come to salespeople, and they will take advantage of you because you're a friend, and you'll think, well, they're just having a bad day or they're having a bad month.
Bless their hearts.
And then bless their hearts. He's a good guy. You know, they're good people. So that's the risk in it, is that you get too close and become friends, and then your judgment's clouded by the friendship. And, of course, they're going to tell you things that they want you to hear. So that's just human nature. I'm not knocking sales.
No, we're all like that. We're all like that.
Yeah.
So responsibility is fundamental, folks. You've got to produce. That's the one thing about it, is everyone has to produce. And if you don't like the pressure of having to produce, then you don't need to become a salesperson.
No, you're not in it. And actually, you owe it to them to hold them accountable, because it's easy to slip off. And when things become difficult, and you know, getting out of your comfort zone is one of the biggest things in sales, right? You got to go. Your whole life, you're told, don't talk to strangers. Then you go into sales, and you're told, don't talk to strangers, you know?
Right.
So it's a complete opposite of what you've been taught your whole life. And so I think you have to help people get out of comfort zones. And as long as the reward system's there, that's the second thing I would say. You've got to have the incentives lined up. You've got to have the commissions lined up. Everything's got to line up to where the ability to get out of your comfort zone is rewarded, or the effort to get out of your comfort zone is rewarded.
Right.
That's a critical element, too.
Well, that's exactly right, and the one part of responsibility though is to help them become successful, not just accomplish the company's goals, but to help, because the company accomplishes their goals when your salespeople are successful, right? That's really the first order of business. Not a chicken or egg confusion, is it? We know where it starts. Yeah. It starts when the salespeople are successful.
Right, and you can't beat people up. I mean, that works for a very short period of time. You can you know, go to the whip and get them, you know, frothed up, but it won't last very long. So that's why I agree with you in helping. Coming alongside your salespeople is better than just pointing your finger at them behind a desk and saying, go sell something. As an owner, go make some calls with your people. Go out there with them. You'll learn a lot, and trust me, you learn a lot more than you know by being back in the shop.
You've been managing salespeople for 30 years at least. What do you think, how have things changed? How are things different today than they were, say, 5, 10 years ago?
Well, I would say there's a couple ways to answer that. One, my first reaction is I haven't really changed much, but I've changed a lot. So I think my perception or my relationship with him is different because of what I've learned over those 10 years. People want to succeed, Jim. They really do. They're doing their best to be successful. And what I've had to learn to do is when folks aren't doing what I've asked them to do or what I think is a good idea, it's because it's either not a good idea or they didn't communicate effectively. It's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to maximize the comp plan. That's what they're trying to do every day. And particularly if you got the right people who are motivated by making money. So I think it hasn't changed much in terms of the salesperson. They want to succeed. I think it's the way we interact that's changed, particularly when you think of the technology that's come on board with all the CRM systems and all the things that we have
right.
Now to find out social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big change right there.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old days, we carpet bombed, is what I called it, with
right.
radio and TV.
Everybody did.
Yeah, we're Navy SEALs.
So,
now we get so close to our customers, I don't even know we're there.
So even you reckon this is something that small business owners have to do too, right? I mean, they've got to take advantage of all the new stuff.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's so cheap now. It's not expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, well said.
You have to do it. It's like having a phone.
Mm-hmm. It's
just you got to have the technology.
Hey, Jay, thanks again for all the great years of support for us.
Oh, Jim, it's been fun, man. You're one of our best, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the convention coming up in February.
Thank you. Look, meet us too. Thanks. See you next time. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Insperity.com. Don't forget to check out that website. They're our great presenting sponsor. Quick break. I'll be right back. Just like
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.